I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
You could come here for years, hear the word, hear the songs, and your marriage never change. Come here and be encouraged and be around other people and like-minded believers and still leave lonely. But God says, I want you to get free from cycles, and Jesus is stopping by today to break the cycle and show you a new pattern. Is there anybody ready for a new pattern, a fresh perspective, a fresh way? How bad do you want it?
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
What's going on, family? It's that time again, time for John Gray's World. And I'm so glad you're here so we can get built up in the Word of God. Recently, this question came to me. Have we become so comfortable in our infirmity that it's become our new normal? This is a place God does not want us to dwell in. Why? Because we end up settling for less than what He has for us. God doesn't want us accepting dysfunction. Think about what happened to the man who dwelled by the pool for 38 years wanting deliverance, but not having the gumption to go for it. Jesus wants to show up in your life and motivate you to receive His freedom. So listen to this message and allow it to show you areas of potential that may have been hindered by excuses. You don't have to stay in a cycle of religion while you watch others get free. God wants you to jump in the pool and swim in His grace and abundance. So sit back, don't relax, and get ready as I share, how bad do you want it? I know how bad you want it. You want it bad enough to text everybody. You want it bad enough to press that red DVR button. That's how bad you want it. Get your popcorn, because we're going after Jesus. It's so wonderful for us to gather in a corporate setting, and it's wonderful to worship together. But I also want you to be reminded of this real truth, that though we are here together collectively and we worship the God of the universe, He's also the God of you. And He has a miracle with you in mind, a blessing with you in mind. And I believe over the next 3 hours, God is going to speak to you. They're like, what? This is my first time. Is He for real? Because I got to go. Over the few moments that we have together, I want you to know that though we are here in corporate, God is very specific and individual. And I believe that God is going to meet you at and exceed the point of your need. So be encouraged in this moment that though it's a big crowd, God is specific with your blessing. How many people are ready for God to do something that is catered to your need? There's a story of a man that was in a crowd, and Jesus picked him out of the crowd. It was a very interesting story because I've never seen this side of Jesus, and I want to share it with you. It was something very interesting to me, and I'll share with you. The story is in John chapter 5, if you have your Bibles. I'm reading from the New King James Version, John chapter 5, starting at the first verse, and these are the words that are recorded. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. How many people need a move of God this afternoon? For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. I'd like to draw your emphasis to the sixth verse, where Jesus engages this man with an infirmity of 38 years with a very direct question. Now, let me help you to understand something about Jesus. Jesus is all-knowing. He is all-seeing. He is not just a man. He is God. He is fully God and fully man, the hypostatic union. He is 200%. So when Jesus asks a question, it's not because he didn't know the answer. So in this sixth verse, Jesus sees a man stuck in a moment for 38 years, and he says, "Do you want to be made well?" And what I'd like to speak to you from the subject of for the few minutes I have is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? I like 11 o'clock. Y'all already, it's like, yes, I like that, yes. Ooh, Hercules. How bad do you want it? Ooh, Hercules, Hercules. It's interesting that Jesus was at the Pool of Bethesda, known for the gathering of broken people, lame, blind, paralyzed, infirm. What's interesting is that you would, knowing the character of Jesus, expect him to be right there amongst the lame, blind, paralyzed, and the infirm. But the religious people found that kind of crowd unsettling. The religious leaders would kind of stay away from those kinds of people because they have deficiencies, they have defects. Surely God has forgotten about them. And isn't it strange that the nature of religion is to push away the very ones that Jesus would get close to? For the church is not a place, a museum for the perfect to come and congratulate one another on our spiritual elitism. In fact, we are walking in, but we have areas that are spiritually lame, spiritually broken, spiritually paralyzed. And if we are honest, even though we have on a nice outfit and we put on a good front, many of us need a breakthrough on the inside that will free us once and for all. Is there anybody in here that says, "I need a touch from Jesus"? This man was lame 38 years. He was sitting on a bed by the pool, and Jesus walks up and he asks him a very direct question. And the reason why the question is funny to me is because the picture that we often have of Jesus is a picture of this gentle, sweet, tender guy that's always kind and just loving. And he's just, you know, walks around with his long hair and he's like, "Let us go to Jerusalem and let us go to Judea. And Peter, shall we go to Capernaum? What say you, Peter?" "Yes, Lord, I think we shall." "And would you like some tea and crumpets, Peter?" "Yes, Lord, I'd love some, sir." We get this picture of Jesus like he's so perfect, he just floats. He doesn't even walk. He just floats into places and just pops through walls like, "I'm here." But this scripture shows me a different side of Jesus' character. In fact, a different side of the nature of the Father. Here, it's almost like Jesus was borderline frustrated. He comes up to the man, and the Bible says Jesus knew that he had been like this for a long time, which means probably over the course of Jesus' ministry, he had seen this man in that same position and nothing changed. And this one day, Jesus just kind of got tired of it and was like, "Hey, do you want to get well or what? Ugh." Now that's in the NIV, that's the Negro International Version. You can purchase it in the bookstore. I wrote it. It's amazing. Yeah. "Do you want to be made well?" Just sitting there. The Bible says Jesus saw him in the same position that he had been in day out. And I was laughing too. till I looked over the landscape of my life and realized that there are some things that have been sitting in my life in the same position, day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And aren't we all creatures of habit after all? How often do you sit in the same section of this church, as big as it is, all these seats, and let somebody be in your seat? Now it's 50,000 seats and you done come in, you all excited. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, praise the Lord. She done took my seat. Ain't this something? Come on, we going to the other side. This don't make no sense. See, a pattern is a type or shadow of something that is meant to push you towards a particular truth. And a pattern can be amended or altered. You can fulfill it, you can pursue it, or you can walk away from it. But if you get caught up in a cycle, no matter what you do, no matter how many songs you sing, no matter how many times you come in this building, no matter how many highs and lows, you end up back in the same place. And I don't know about you, but I'm actually tired of ending up in the same place that I started. Now, I feel the Holy Spirit in here. There is a pattern to a church service. We get it. The pattern is you come in, there's gonna be an opening song. We're gonna have our video opening song. We're gonna be up. There's gonna be some people up here with some skinny jeans and tiny shirts. And they're gonna be walking around and they're gonna have guitars and do, 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 do. And there are three fast songs, and then two slow songs. Then we're gonna have prayer, and then we're gonna have another fast song, and we're gonna have offering. Pastor Lisa is gonna come up here and encourage us with her shiny shirt, and she's gonna be killing them with the fly blouse. Bada boom, better holler at your girl. And then after that, Israel's gonna come back up in his wool jacket in June in Houston. It's 800 degrees. Hello, whatever. You're famous, you can do what you want, but whatever. He done lost 14 pounds singing that song because he got on that wool jacket. He gonna get me. And then Pastor Joe is going to come and encourage us and speak a word of the Lord, and he's going to bless us. And then, you know, about 27 minutes after he gets up, he's going to tell you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And that's when you tap your husband or your wife and your kids on the shoulder. All right, get up, go now, go now. I'm not going to be sitting in traffic all day. Everybody got their eyes closed. Get up. Excuse me. People getting saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Welcome to the church. Excuse me. Get up. Don't look at nobody. Don't look. Just keep walking. I done messed up your exit. You better sit here all day. Just gonna be in traffic just for a half hour. Just whip. Okay. Come on back, Jesus. We understand the pattern, but a pattern submitted to religion becomes a cycle. Because you can come in here and sing the songs and hear the word and sit by the pool and never get free. You can come here for years, hear the word, hear the songs, and your marriage never change. Come here and be encouraged and be around other people and like-minded believers and still leave lonely. But God says, I want you to get free from cycles, and Jesus is stopping by today to break the cycle and show you a new pattern. Is there anybody ready for a new pattern, a fresh perspective, a fresh way? How bad do you want it? I say again, how bad do you want it? The implication of the question is staggering theologically. Do you want to be made well? The implication is, have you become so comfortable in your infirmity that it's now normal? Have you become so comfortable in your dysfunction that you function in your dysfunction? Do you want to be made well? Are you so resigned to brokenness that you allow it to live in your home, to dwell in your future? Have you given up on your kids just because the prayer hasn't been answered yet? Have you given up on that dream just because it hasn't come to pass yet? Do you want to be made well? The implication is, Jesus says, if you want to be made well, you can actually do something about it. Just elbow somebody gently and be like, hey, do something. Somebody else, just say, excuse me, you need to do something. Every now and then you need to step out of the cycle and head towards the pattern, because the cycle of religion will have you watching everybody else get free while you stay by the pool. What does a man who's been infirm for 38 years think about? The day before he was infirm, he thinks about the day when he used to walk around. Man, I remember I used to run these streets. I was the man around here. I was that dude. I'd be in them clubs. I was in there. Now I'm just stuck. I can't move. I wasn't ready. Help. 38 years will mess with your mind. 38 years, you figure God is never going to show up. 38 years, it's hard to celebrate other people getting free while you stuck 1 foot from your miracle. Isn't it hard to celebrate when somebody else get the answer to the prayer you prayed? Just in your house. Lord, I need a miracle. I'm believing you for a breakthrough, and I just need you to do a miracle. I'm grateful for what you did, but I'm believing you for a promotion on the job. In your name, Jesus, amen. You get to work. You're like, hey, Jim, you'll never believe it. Bob just called me in his office. I got the promotion. I didn't even apply. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, man, that's nice. For real, for real. For real? You gonna do that, Jesus? Any of my single saints, you'd be, Lord Jesus, I've been serving you. I've been living right, mostly. Lord, I done stayed out the clubs. I love you. I'm serving you. I just need somebody who will love me for me. I need somebody that will understand my needs, who will hold me in the midnight hour, who will listen to me and share my dreams. I need somebody, Jesus. I need you to bless me. Next day, your homegirl, girl, he proposed. He did it. Oh, girl, congratulations. Hope it work out. You know I want you to be a bridesmaid. I'm gonna be sick that day. I'm not even gonna be able to do it. I'm so sick of them bridesmaids dress. I'm not going to David's bridal, not another day. No. Bobby pins in my hair, I'm not doing it. No. God wants to see, can you celebrate, Keith, somebody else before yours shows up? See, I've learned that it's easy to worship at the beginning of a thing. You have expectation. And it's easy to praise at the end. You got your prayer answered. But if you want to mature, you got to show me something about how you worship in the middle. God is about to blow your mind. I prophetically believe, and I felt this earlier, I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe some of us are 30 days or less away from prayers being answered that have been held up for years. I believe you are one push, one praise, one shout, one worship that will tip the scale in your favor. And I believe that this entire process was designed to develop you in your character, so that when your answer comes, you won't change, but you'll still have a heart of humility and a heart of service, because the blessing won't be just about you. It'll be about the other people that are connected to you. I know you're going to be praising 30 days from now, but can you praise him in the middle? Can you praise him before it shows up? Can you praise him while you're stuck? How would you praise if you were one praise away from a miracle? I'll give you 4 more seconds to give God a... See, The problem with a cycle, David, is that people assume because God didn't answer the prayer right away, he doesn't want to answer the prayer, but that's not the case. You got to check Matthew 7. The Bible says, keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Some of y'all need to not worry about what people think about you or what they're going to say about you, because when you come in here, something in you tells you, I need to be shouting a little louder. I need to be singing a little louder. And I don't even sing, but I feel like God wants me to give this as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's kind of like praise on credit. You know how you swipe a credit card and you hope it goes through? Anybody ever swiped on faith? Swipe. Transmitting e robobosa. Processing e shandarabasi. Receiving. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Receiving. Ooh, idabasha. Approve. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you. I dare you to swipe your praise card right now, knowing that the one on the other end is able to do exceeding above all you can ask, think, or imagine. All the way in the balcony to the front row, everybody online and listening on Sirius XM 128, can you give God a praise on credit? The cycle is broken in your life. I prayed with an individual today who came up with tears in their eyes, and they said, God's blessed me, but an addiction came back. Cycle. That's how the enemy messes with you. Cycles. Ah, but that's why Jesus came and interrupted the cycle. Asked the man, do you want to be made well? The man hit him with an excuse. Well, see what it is. Interesting story. Every time I try to get in the water, somebody else, by golly gee, they pop right there in the middle of that pool, ding daddy doodle, and I'm still stuck. I didn't ask you that. Do you want to be well? Do the people want to be healed? I said, do the people want to be healed? Give them a shout. 1, 2, 3. Dun, 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 dun. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. Jesus hit it with a prophetic James Brown moment. Do you want to be healed? And we give God excuses when all he wants is a yes, I want to be free.
Hallelujah. I pray that message got you stirred up in your spirit. I hope you were jumping up and down on your couch like Tom Cruise was on Oprah. It's truly time for you to remove every excuse and boldly receive what Jesus has extended to you. In Christ, you can go beyond your past mistakes and weaknesses. And to help inspire you, TBN wants to bless you with my latest series, Free Fall, Experience the Fullness of God's Love for You. In this series, I'll show you how the intensity of God's love for you produces enabling power, giving you the ability to break out and break free. It's our way of thanking you for your generosity when you send in your gift of support. Make sure you receive yours, because it's time for you and those you love to aggressively go after what God has for you, settling for nothing less than his best.
As believers, we should be free. Free to experience God's blessing and free to enjoy unrestrained access to the one who released us from sin, our past, and death itself. So why do so many of us get trapped in tangled chains of religion that hold us back from the relationship that Jesus desires? In his new series, Free Fall, Experience the Fullness of God's Love for You, Pastor John Gray reveals how to escape the shackles of religion and run into the freedom that comes with a pure and unhindered relationship with God. And to help you experience that freedom, TBN wants to send you your very own copy of John Gray's new three-part series, Free Fall, in appreciation for your gift of support.
Receive your copy today. Learn how God desires to revolutionize your life through a thriving relationship with him rather than trying to change by religious rules. You need this series.
For your gift of $60 or more, we will include Robert Morris's power-filled 4-CD collection, The Blessed Life, as an added bonus. With it, you'll discover how to live a truly blessed life as you hear revolutionary biblical principles revealing how to unlock the many rewards of generosity. Take a moment right now to call 866-274-3700 or go securely online to choose your level of support and request your copy of these chain-breaking resources. Experience the fullness of God's love for you as you help TBN free souls around the world with the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Call, click, or write today.
I want to thank you for coming out and hanging out in the Word with me today. It's always a joy for me to be able to dissect the Holy Spirit's nuggets of wisdom with you. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, I'd like to encourage you to keep tuning in and consider, pray about, sending in a gift of love in order to keep this kind of programming on the air. We need the support of you and partners like you so that this message can continue to go around the world. Lord knows the world needs the light of the gospel more now than ever before. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you back here on the next John Gray's World.